From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump praises tax bill for U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to tout his party's major tax bill Saturday, the president telling reporters everybody's going to benefit if the bill is signed into law.
This is going to bring money in. As an example, we think $4 trillion will come flowing back into the country. That's money that's overseas, that's stuck there for years and years.
Republican lawmakers finalized a final version Friday of their compromise $1.5 trillion tax bill. If approved and signed into law, the tax legislation would be the first major legislative achievement of President Trump's nearly 11-month presidency. President Trump is set to unveil on Monday his strategy to counter what he considers the most dire global threats to America. Trump's national security adviser, H.R. McMaster, gave a preview of the administration's new national security policy this week. McMaster said the policy is driven by four key priorities: protecting the homeland, advancing and protecting U.S. prosperity, maintaining peace through strength, and advancing U.S. influence. Around 1,000 people attended a rally in Frankfurt on Saturday protesting against U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Police told Reuters TV that it was a peaceful protest. This followed a protest in Berlin last weekend where 2,500 people participated. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with four crew members on board. We have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A recent report has found tens of thousands of children were abused in Australian institutions over past decades. Most of the perpetrators were members of the clergy and school teachers. The report took the Royal Commission 5 years to complete and says children were preyed upon as those in charge looked the other way. Leonie Sheedy was one of the abused.
Children like me, who were raised in Australia's orphanages, children's homes, foster care, we certainly weren't safe from the predators and the sadists of this nation. And we deserve redress for all forms of abuse.
The government has yet to formally respond to the commission's report, but Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the scale of the abuse was a national tragedy.
I want to thank and honour the courage of the survivors and their families who've told, often for the first time, the dreadful stories of abuse that they received from people who actually owed them love and protection.
The Royal Commission has made more than 400 recommendations, including the requirement that members of the clergy report abuse confided in them during confession. The Catholic Church has rejected that request. The Archbishop of Melbourne said any priest who broke the seal of confession would be excommunicated. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This follows the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and neighboring areas. Agency spokesman Babar Balosh says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families in Hodeidah had been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations.
The blockade of Yemen, which has yet to be fully eased, has also resulted in shortages and subsequent price increases for fuel, water, essential commodities, including food and vital medicine. This has hit many displaced and local Yemenis as well as refugees.
The damage assessment continues after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, with authorities reporting at least two deaths. Disaster relief officials say buildings collapsed in several western Java districts and several hospitals were evacuated after suffering damage. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.